And we're joined now on HMM by Jessica Bennett of Friends of the Mahicanatuck. She's joining us to discuss Thursday's City Council Planning Committee meeting, where they will be discussing a recommendation for a rezoning of 1011 Second Ave in Lansingburg. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks, Alexis.
First, tell us about this property, 1011 Second Avenue. What's special about this property? What's going on with it?
So this city, this is the most northern border in the city of Troy, and it's the last 10 acres of undeveloped forest on the Hudson River. What also makes it just incredibly significant is the cultural value it has. It's well documented and studied that Mohican and other indigenous groups have been here for, I don't want to give a date, but, you know, hundreds of years. There are well-documented archaeological sites as well that we would like to see protected.
And what is the proposed rezoning of this site? What's being proposed there?
So a local developer, Kevin Vandenberg, would like to put 240 apartments on the site, which would pretty much completely use the entire parcel of land. It would require a lot of infrastructure to be brought to the area since it is completely forested and in its natural state.
And can you tell us about the surrounding area? You know, what's around this parcel for those that aren't familiar with that part of Lansingburg?
So it's all neighborhoods. The Lansingburg ball field, which a lot of people in the community are familiar with, is perpendicular to it. And it's just a nice, quiet, working class neighborhood.
Can you talk about the buildings that are on the waterfront to the just to the south of this area?
There are several. There are neighborhoods. There is a Hannaford, and there is just three blocks south as well, a recently closed Price Chopper and a strip mall. And to my knowledge, there are no plans to address what will eventually become an urban blight of this large parking lot and Price Chopper building.
So how did Friends of the Mahicanatuck learn about this development, and why did they decide to get involved?
Well, we're really a broad coalition of concerned community members, and we're also fortunate to have working with us various indigenous people whose lineage goes right to this area. And we learned about the proposed development in May, and then just last Friday, we were given the plans on the city website for what the developer would like to see happen. So this is a very kind of quick movement, but we've been reaching out to the neighbors in the area, as well as just citizens of Troy, and overwhelmingly, people are against this going in there.
So if this land has well-documented cultural significance, how is it that it's not protected?
The land is privately held, and I'm not an expert on federally recognized tribes or indigenous land, but my understanding is if it's privately held, then tribes with federal recognition don't really have much option for keeping development from happening. I was told by an archaeologist who I woke up one morning and saw him in the field there, and he said that the area is more than eligible for the historic register and has been extensively studied with reports on file at the with the state for years. So this is a known piece of land.
On Thursday, August 28th, there will be a hearing. There will be a public or Troy City Council Planning Committee meeting with a public hearing, and the issue is being brought to the Planning Committee, the issue of rezoning the parcel rather than the Zoning Board. Do we know why that is?
To be honest, I don't know what the motivation is to go this route. The entire area is zoned one family. And so, of course, for something with a very high density, like 240 apartments, the developer is seeking a rezoning. The planning, the committee is made up of four of our city council members, Sue Steele, Kimash McPherson, Anasha Cummings, and I believe City Council President Mantello as well. And so those are the people that we're reaching out to, and we would really like to make our wishes known.
And it says that the land is currently under contract. Is that still true? Or it was under contract in May?
No, so that's the really bright spot that I feel like we have some movement here. The developer does not own the land. It's currently in contract, and if the developer is not granted a rezoning or a variance, then they have the option not to purchase it and move forward. We've actually been in touch with the owner, and they are open to, should things not move forward with the developer, perhaps creating an easement for the land or protecting it. So I think this is a really wonderful time to kind of step forward and try and protect this incredible piece of land.
Can you tell us more, Jessica, about Friends of the Mohicanatuck? How did it get started? And if people are interested in helping out or learning more, where do they go?
So we are just a bunch of community members, some people who live in the area, as well as indigenous people who have, like I said, ties to the area, which is just incredible. And we are kind of quickly mobilizing here. We do have a Facebook group, which you can check us out at Friends of the Mohicanatuck. And we have a mailing list as well.
And how do people join the mailing list?
Our website is clim.center, and you will see a link for Save 1011 Second Avenue.
And for those that want to tune into the Troy City Planning Committee meeting on Thursday or submit comments, do you have instructions for how to do that?
Sure. So the City of Troy website will have a link to the Zoom so you can participate. They ask that you register for the meeting by 3 p.m. of the day of the meeting, as well as written comments, which unfortunately won't be read, but they will be added to the meeting minutes, should be sent to Mara Drogan, the city clerk.
And is there anything I haven't asked you, Jessica, at this point that you want to discuss about this development?
So there is not a lot of undeveloped land along the Hudson River. And within the city of Troy, this is it. We have an opportunity here to preserve indigenous land, as well as a parcel of land that anybody who's walked through it or used it to fish or for recreation is aware of its beauty and its environmental importance. This is something that would be beneficial for generations to come. And in Troy, the time is now to work on protecting it.
This has been Jessica Bennett of Friends of the Mohicanatuck. Thank you so much for joining us on HMM.
Thank you, Alexis.